Okay, so the person who's over the technician, he's not answering his phone, and the technician doesn't actually have a phone on the number. He just has his email address. So at this point, the only thing I can do is get it over escalated to our regional department and also put the service provider, the technician that stated he came out there as well, and just see what's going on, because that would be the only option, since you are stating that no one came to the home.
Yeah, I mean, I can prove that. That's not hard. I've been home all day. Can you make, if you send that to them, can you make sure that they have my phone number to call me? Because they're
Yes,
coming to
I
my
can.
house. If you, and that's what the gal at Best Buy told me she was going to do. Make sure they had my number. Their salesman
Yeah,
screwed it all up.
so with that, like on our end, we can't
Yeah.
do we're just like a third party company with Best Buy
Right.
and Home Depot.
Yeah.
So when you guys buy like appliances, I'm sorry. When you guys buy
Yeah.
appliances or anything like that, Best Buy or
Yeah.
Home Depot has to create the ticket. So they're putting you guys' information in there or whatever. So yeah, that was something. And then even if you need it updated, you would still have to contact Best Buy, because we can't do it on our end.
Okay. But your tech that has got, he's got the email. Can you email him
Yes.
to give him my phone number?
Yeah, I'm putting them in
Awesome.
the email. So at this point, because I do see that they went ahead and gave him a trip charge. So because he stated he was out there, so they did go ahead and give him hold on, what I'm seeing. Yeah, so they went ahead and gave him a trip charge for today. So this will be something that's gonna have to be rescheduled. That's why I was trying to get in contact. That's why I was trying to get in contact with the service provider to just see what was going
Yeah.
on, but at this point, it's something that's gonna have to be rescheduled.
Yeah, I mean, it's after 5 here. And again, I have no problems with your company. Your
Yeah.
guys delivered my stove and hooked it up the other day. We got from Home Depot instead of Best Buy. And they were fantastic. And I filled out their survey. And really, I have no problems with you guys at all. It's all Best Buy's fault. Okay. I mean, I know that and understand it. So I appreciate
Okay.
your help.
No problem. Like I said, I'm sending the email out to our regional department. I'm also putting that technician in this email as well. And I'm getting it over to the field, our field team, just to see at this point what's going on and what can we do. And then once they email me and let me know, if it's by the end of the night, then I'll give you a call. But if it's, because I get off at 9, so if it's by the end of
Okay.
the night, then I'll give you a phone call. But if it's tomorrow, I'll give you a call as well to just update you and let you know if someone hasn't already reached out to you beforehand.
Great. Again, I appreciate all your help.
No problem. Have a great day. I'm sorry about the inconvenience.
Not your problem, but I appreciate your help. You take care.
You too. Thank you.